Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to farm news this morning. As promised, Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman says it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not the State Department, that needs to lead foreign food aid programs.
That seems to be a much better fit in the sense, you know, who knows better about agriculture and crops in the USDA as opposed to state.
Bozeman wants to put the switch in his pending farm bill, but needs cooperation from other committees that oversee the State Department.
We aren't the committee of jurisdiction. We're trying to get it moved in to our committee. And always when you have committees that lose jurisdiction, sometimes that's a little bit of a problem.
Most U.S. foreign aid was transferred to the U.S. Department of State after President Donald Trump largely dismantled USAID. USAID is the federal agency responsible for administering civilian foreign aid and international development. Senator Bozeman says Food for Peace and McGovern Dole were set up not just to help fight hunger abroad, but to give U.S. farmers additional markets and support prices.
The plan is for it to be in this legislation, if we can come to an agreement, but I feel like we're heading in that direction.
And Bozeman says the farm bill is where that should happen. President Trump posted on Truth Social yesterday, says Walmart will lower prices on a range of products, including ground beef. The price of ground beef down 12%. At Sam's Club, members mark 88% lean ground beef will be reduced 3% from $6.17 to $5.97. Other items that will be reduced in price: sweet corn on the cob, cherries, ice cream, potato chips, paper plates, Coke, Diet Coke, as a few examples of lower prices. America's corn farmers generated an estimated $142 billion in economic activity last year, according to a new study from National Corn Growers Association. Gretchen Cook, NCGA's economist, says every bushel of corn produced in the U.S. last year contributed $8.34 in economic activity to the broader U.S. economy. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller is urging the Food and Drug Administration to authorize ivermectin in medicated livestock feed as the New World screwworm continues spreading across Texas. Miller says while the FDA recently approved injectable ivermectin for emergency use, feed-based treatment would allow producers to protect entire herds more efficiently and provide a practical way to help protect free-ranging deer and other wildlife. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back checking morning markets.